And it is different. Yeah, I think it takes a load off the family.
On an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you were feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
Well, honey, that can be called lots of things. Rheumatism, arthritis, aches and pains.
Is rheumatism and arthritis the same?
Well, there's very little difference in them, very little. Now, I've looked that up in the World Book, too. It's all fluid around the joints.
Mm-hmm.
Now the doctor says, I have arthritis. I've had it real bad in them knees and my hips.
Mm-hmm.
And up between my shoulders. It hasn't bothered me much this year. I've taken some shots for it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it was arthritis. He x-rayed my knees. But I don't know what the difference is. Because in the World Book, it don't give much difference.
Mm-hmm. How long have you had it?
Oh, I've had it 5 or 6 years or maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't remember when I first got it.
Mm-hmm.
I just struck me in these knees. I couldn't hardly get up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing a lot better now.
A disease that children used to die from.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice. Wait, they don't call that yellow jaundice anymore. But you know what?
Hepatitis.
Hepatitis. Yeah, I think that's about the same. About the same when they turn yellow like that.
When you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Oh, that's your appendix.
Okay.
Your appendix.
You say you had
an appendectomy.
Or what disease was it?
Appendicitis.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for appendicitis?
No, not that I can think of right now.
And if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, he'd say he had the...
Vomit.
Any other ways of saying vomit?
Oh, I don't know. There might be several ways. I can't think of right now. Throw up or vomit.
Which sounds better?
Vomit. Neither one of them sound good.
What's a really crude way of saying that?
Puke. Now, you was going to make me say that word. You were going to make me say that word.
If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
At his stomach?
Huh?
Sick at his stomach.
And say if your neighbor had gotten some exciting news, and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you. You'd say, she came over here. Why?
Came over here now. She came to tell me the news.
Okay. Did you ever say she came for to tell me?
No.
And you tell a child, if you do that again, I'm going to have to...
Spank you or punish you?
Did you ever say take and spank or go and spank you?
No.
And if a boy was spending a lot of time with the girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say he was...
In love with her.
Or he was doing what?
Courting her.
Okay. And how serious is courting?
Well, courting can just get pretty serious nowadays. It just depends.
Any other words besides courting? Do you ever hear sparking?
Oh, sparking, yes. Making love to her, sparking her.
What's sparking?
Well, it's courting. You know what courting is? It's romance. What you call romance now.
And he would be called her?
Her boyfriend or her fellow.
And she'd be his?
Girl.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
Kissing his girl.
Any old-fashioned names for kissing?
No, not that I can think of right now.
What about smooching or
butt? Oh, smooching. Oh, yeah, he'd been smooching, yeah.
And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she...
Broke up. They broke up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
Refused.
Any other ways of saying that?